So what I see right here, for me personally, is a moment. If you ever want to be a part of something that's going to revolutionize something, this is it. Now, what's crazy about that is we've been around for decades. I told you, Dad's been doing this 40 years. Out of the Austin, Texas, Central Texas area, 40 years. Working nonstop, thousands of agents across those years, still haven't made a dent in that city. This crusade is never going to stop, but here's the secret. Here's the secret. You could own and be a part of that crusade.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Hey, I'm going to talk to y'all a minute about reality. Is that all right? Yeah. I didn't get a book, so I can't talk about the book this morning or this afternoon, so I'm going to talk about my life. I grew up in the 70s. I was born in 1975, date myself. So I grew up with an 80s and 90s kid. Any 80s and 90s kids in the house, right? So I grew up with a love for marketing. That's when marketing started getting sexy, right? And so as a kid, I wanted to work for Nike. That was like the thing. I love moments. I love past. I love history. I love futures. But I love being in moments and watching moments happen. And so as long as I can remember, I just love marketing, right? And I just want to be a part of that Nike brand. It was just the thing to be a part of. And so I went to college and I studied marketing. And I did all those things, right? And so keep in mind, my father started back in this business back in 1979. So I have only known him to do financial services. And I watched him over his career. Our family, I've been doing this almost 17 years now. Our family has seen up markets and down markets and sideways markets and Republicans and Democrats and the biggest recessions we've ever had to almost a 9, 12-year up market. So we've seen everything come through this industry, right? When he started, they had no cell phones. What? Right? There was no texting your clients to see if they could show up. There was no calling ahead if you were in your car, right? You had to show up at the place and hopefully knock on the door and they would be there. And then you would show them a bunch of stuff on a piece of paper and then fill out a bunch of papers with carbon copies and mail them in somewhere to get business done. Fast forward to today, you can do it all through text, message, email, and electronic applications. You know, I grew up on Atari. Anybody remember Atari, right? Now my son plays a virtual reality where you look like you're in the dadgum video game. Well, financial products have changed just the same, but our industry is not communicating that. So you look at Nike as a student. I was watching Nike, and if you ever watched the Nike story or read Shoe Dog, the story of Nike by Phil Knight, at one point there was a catalyst. There was a moment that changed Nike's future forever. There was a young basketball player by the name of Michael Jordan. They convinced him to put the shoes on, and then he, because of who he was, put on the bottom of the shoe some things that the NBA didn't want on the bottom of the shoe. So he got fined for putting that on the bottom of Nike's shoe. Nike didn't choose to do that, but Jordan wanted it, so they did it. He was the biggest player they could get at the time. That went viral back in those days with media and outlets. Then, boom, Nike became the go-to brand for all of sports and revolutionized the sporting industry from that point forward, and it's still the biggest juggernaut on the planet, right? So when I look at the wealth wave opportunity, quite literally, if you look at the landscape of financial services, right now, if you're at home or you're here live, you have a cell phone in your pocket that you don't even use to call anyone. You're watching videos, you're sending text messages, you probably spend 5% of your time actually talking to someone physically on that phone. So my question is, if that's the way we communicate today, why are there no financial firms carrying the torch to communicate with the people? Right? So what I see right here, for me personally, is a moment. If you ever want to be a part of something that's going to revolutionize something, this is it. Now, what's crazy about that is we've been around for decades. I told you, Dad's been doing this 40 years. Out of the Austin, Texas, Central Texas area, 40 years. Now, I'm here to tell you that they haven't even scratched the surface. Working nonstop, thousands of agents across those years, still haven't made a dent in that city. This crusade is never going to stop, but here's the secret. Here's the secret. You could own and be a part of that crusade. What if you could go back in time and own a part of Nike when Nike did what they did? Right? Foot Locker figured that out. Dick's Sporting Goods figured that out. They didn't come to my door and give me an opportunity like that. Quite honestly, in American business today, for a small amount of startup with our firm, you can create your own Nike. You can own and revolutionize and control distribution of financial information in America. They're offering that to you. They offered that to me. And now here's what's cool, right? I'm a Gen Xer. I'm not quite a millennial. I'm definitely not a boomer. No offense to the boomers at home or here. But this industry is going to change and morph as we go forward. Just like every industry has been affected by technology, this industry is going to change. So if you're looking at our firm with a fresh set of eyes, and if you're a young kid, and they're telling you to go into IT, or they're telling you to go into nursing like they do, the average age of an agent in our industry is 59 years old. These firms, these financial firms, still don't communicate through Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or any of those platforms, and some that will be invented after this. They're not communicating to the people. So you looking at a firm and an industry could help revolutionize it even further by taking a deeper look at what we're doing right now. But here's what I know from serving clients. I serve a lot of boomer clients, and I know most of them have not saved enough for retirement. So when I sit down with them, and I ask them one simple question at the end of our appointment, and I say, if you could go back in time and tell the younger version of yourself to change one thing, what would it be? And they all say, I would have started saving earlier. Not the amount, not what they would have been in, but I would have started saving earlier. So I say to them, what if you could be a part of a crusade where you could get paid and get paid handsomely if you work hard to teach the new generation to save now, to help you supplement your retirement income in retirement or the shortfall that you have right now by teaching these young folks to start saving now, $7 a day, $6 a day. Get rid of that monster. Put back the beef jerky. Put back the gum. Save that money. Lo and behold, you can be a millionaire at retirement time with a small bit of education. If you want to hand them that book, hand them that book. You want to send them a video, send them a video. You want to send them a book and send them a video, do it. Right? Get creative. We are at the precipice of a moment in time. There's only 400,000 licensed people in our industry right now across the United States. The USA Today study just said 2 months ago there's a need for 600,000 new reps to service the need of what's about to happen to our industry. And our industry right now, the average age, I already said, is 58 to 59 years old. It's shrinking every year. So if it's going down, we need 600,000 more. And you saw earlier that it's the biggest industry on the planet. I hope you're catching what I'm laying down. This thing is going to go crazy. But what's insane to me, y'all, is that you could own it. You can control it where you work and live. You can change communities, churches, families. You can make a difference. We're offering you a chance to change generations forever. You can't tell me your job's offering that. You can't tell me a franchise is going to offer that. McDonald's is not going to change people's lives, right? No offense to the McDonald's franchisees or Subway franchisees, but you're not changing anybody's future for the rest of their lives. We're giving you a chance to control financial distribution in America today. I mean, if you're not fired up, your wood's wet right now. You know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's a perfect storm in our industry. No one knows what to do. No one understands the products. In my opinion, there's more education, more information out there today to pull from on financial services than ever before. The problem is they don't know how to navigate it. They're not being taught in schools, so they got to go out and Google it. And when they Google it, guess what you get? A whole bunch of it. You don't get the answers. You get pluses and minuses everything you Google. So someone's got to be there with a voice to teach you what to do. To teach them what to do. Because if we don't, guess what's going to happen? The next generation is going to come just like the first. And no one's going to learn anything. And no one's going to grow. Nothing's going to change. And eventually America will fall into poverty. It's been proven through history. History always repeats itself. That's why Greece is gone. It was the most powerful empire on the planet. And then it went bankrupt a few years ago. That'll happen to our country if we don't take charge of this opportunity and this moment in time to make a difference. And here's what I know. From being around this company a long time, my dad made millions of dollars educating the boomers as they went through their life. Millions of dollars. I know I could make tens of millions of dollars helping the millennial generation go through their life. And the cool thing about our firm is they figured out legacy. So if I build this good enough and I take care of my clients and I treat people ethically and honestly, I can pass this on to one of my kids. And guess what the millennials will do? They will have kids. Then my kids will take care of that generation, and this business will go from generation to generation to generation as long as they can keep it running. You cannot tell me where you're standing at right now. If you're watching this from your job right now on Webinar Live, they do not offer you a chance to free yourself financially. They're not giving you a chance to change anybody's life, especially your own. So it's up to you to take charge. It's up to you to realize the moment you're in, the perfect storm of what's about to happen to our industry, with what Wealthway is about to announce to the world. If you want to be a part of that, the time is now. And just like Nike, all you got to do is just do it.
Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Now, Wealthwave's official podcast. If you like this episode and want to hear more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast or Leadership Now on iTunes. Join us each week to grow as an entrepreneur and succeed as a leader in the financial business with Wealthwave.